Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Physics phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. It is great to be back with each and every one of you. As always, thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 17th day of the month of Elul. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern time. And as always, we are extremely grateful and appreciative of everyone's generosity. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Chaskel Freundlich, the congregation at Tiferes Beth David, Jerusalem, and Montreal, Quebec, Canada, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Freundlich slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishaberach, Lecholim, and Achenu. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Freundlich.
Thank you very much, Naftali. Greetings, everyone. Always a treat to be back and to share a quick thought with you of Chizuk. When the Jewish people enter into the land, Moshe tells them in this week's parasha, of course, Moshe himself will not accompany them, but he says, you will gather on two mountains, Har Gerizim and Har Eval. You will split six tribes on one, six tribes on the other. The Kohanim and the Levim will be in the valley in the bottom, and there will be a new covenant that will be sealed. And the covenant will be sealed by a recitation of 11 or 12 different blessings and curses that will each be recited by the Kohanim and the Levim, to which the people will respond, Amen, to each one. The 12th one, the final one, goes as follows. Arur asher lo yakim es divrei haTorah hazos. Cursed be the one who does not uphold the words of the Torah. Asher lo yakim. Very strange language. Not to uphold the words of the Torah. What exactly does that mean? All of the other blessings and curses are very specific. Blessed be the one who doesn't humiliate his parents. Or in the form that we have, cursed is the one who does humiliate his parents. Or cursed is the one who misguides a blind person. Blessed is the one, therefore, who doesn't. Or cursed is the one who changes or moves the border of his property. Every one of the curses and blessings are very specific. What is this last one to say to uphold the Torah? What does it look like to fulfill that? What would it look like if I violated that? So the Ramban discusses, he has a beautiful comment in which he says that this is actually a commitment. This is a blessing and a curse that we take upon ourselves of a commitment of the veracity of Torah itself. And he explains as follows. Sheyode b'mitzvos b'libo, that a person acknowledges the mitzvos in his heart, v'yihiyu b'einav emes, and that they're true. He makes a statement to himself, I believe in every one of the mitzvos. And he adds, ya'amin sheha'osa osan yelo schar. And one who fulfills them will receive reward, and one who violates them has punishment. And if a person denies even a single mitzvah or that it doesn't apply anymore, that then is this curse. So it's a statement of truth, of commitment, that what we're doing is all true, that the Torah we have is true. The Ramban then says an amazing thing. You know, there are two types of people who eat chocolate cake. The Ramban himself doesn't talk about chocolate cake, but this is the example of what he describes. There are two people. Let me, as an example, we all know, I would imagine, that the idea of being healthy is in our own best interest. And that would look like drinking more water, exercising, eating healthy food, staying away from unhealthy foods. Everybody knows that. Now, the question is, do we do that? So the answer is, and I include myself amongst this answer, and most of the times, no. I don't exercise, I don't sleep enough, I don't drink enough water, and I don't eat healthy all the time. I know I should. When I'm not doing it, it's not because I don't believe it's good for me. It's that there are lots of other factors. The chocolate cake tastes better, or it's in front of me. I don't want to exercise, I'm too lazy. Not because I don't believe. That is fundamentally different than the person who's sitting next to me, also eating chocolate cake, who looks at me and says, you know, I think the doctors are quacks and a bunch of shams. They're convincing us that healthy broccoli and cauliflower is healthy for us. That's not true. Chocolate cake is just as healthy. There's no need to exercise. It has no value. They made it all up. So we're both eating our chocolate cake next to each other, except I'm thinking to myself, I really shouldn't be doing this. This is not in my best interest. And he's thinking, this is actually the best, and it's true, and there's no reason not to. Says the Ramban, this verse that we read, cursed is the person who doesn't uphold the Torah, is the person who doesn't believe that it's true. There are people, says the Ramban, actually, there are all of us, who can believe it's true and stumble and make an error. And in his example, eat something not kosher because you desire it, or not build a sukkah because you're too lazy, or any of the other hundreds of examples that we might do because we're lazy, we're tired, we don't have the money, we don't want to, whatever, all the things that we do. But that's not what we're talking about, because we're only talking about someone in this pasuk who denies the veracity of Torah, which means, in its opposite sense, blessed is the person who says, this is true. There is reward, there is punishment, and every mitzvah that we received is still applicable. And at the same time, a person stumbles. We have the blessing of Yom Kippur coming up, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, 2-3 weeks from now. A person can say, I believe, and I stumble. I'm a human being. But blessed is the person who is yakim es divrei ha-Torah hazot, who is able to uphold and make a statement every day to Hashem and say, I believe it's true. And I'm a human being who's not perfect, but I believe it's true. When I eat chocolate cake, I know it's not good for me. Not because I think it actually is. I know it's not, but I sometimes like chocolate cake. But I believe in the Torah and in every mitzvah. And a person who can do that, who does need a Yom Kippur and a Rosh Hashanah like all of us, can be in the klal and the principle of blessed is the person who upholds this Torah and can make a statement to himself and to his creator that Moshe emes, the Torah emes. Moshe is true, his Torah is true. There is reward, there is punishment, and yes, we all stumble along the way, but blessed is the person who can make such a statement. May we all be blessed, privileged, and zocha to be in the category of those who uphold the Torah and declare with conviction and great faith, the Einayim Emesu, in our eyes, everything is true, and be in the call of this bracha. Let us recite some Tehillim together. We will start with Perek. Chapter 20. Lamnateach mizmor leDavid. Yancha Adonai biyom tzara yisagev chashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrocha mikodesh umitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha v'oilasecha yidash nesela. Itein lechachil vavecha lechol atas v'chayim vavei. Niranin arishu asecho v'shen Eloheinu nidgol. Ayim alei Adonai kol misha'a v'ishecha. Ata yodati ki hoshi Adonai mishicho. Yaneu mishmei kacho v'gvuro z'yesha yemino. Eilev arechem v'eilev asusim v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Eima koru v'nofalu v'anachnu kamru v'nisvaydod. Adonai Yoshiyo amelach yaneinu v'yoyim kareinu. Perikov Gimel, Chapter 23. Mizmor l'David Adonai roi lo echzar. Vinos deshe yarbiteini, alnei menufos ina aleini, nafshi ishoivev, yancheini vimaglei tzedek, liman shimo, gam ki eilech bigeit tamoves, lo irodo, ki ato imodi, shiftecho mishantecho heimo yinachamuni, tarok lifonai shulchon neged toiriroi, Zishan Tov Hashem En Roshi Kol Sirev Aya Ach Tov Vochesed Yirdifuni Kol Yimei Chayor Vishavti Viveis Adunoy Le'oirech Yamin. Kuf Chaf Aleph, Chapter 121. Shir Lamalos, Esa Einai El Hehorim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri, Me'yim Adunoy, Osei Shomayim Avodet, Al Yitain Lamot Raglecha, Al Yanum Shoyin Derecha, Hine Lo Yanum Velo Yishon, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomerecha, Adonai Tzilcha, Al Yad Yeminecha. Yoimam HaShemesh Lo Yakeko, Yoreyach Baloilo. Adonai Yishmor Cho Mikol Ro, Yishmor Es Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmor Tzeivcha Uvoecha, Me'ato V'ad Olam. And lastly, Kuf Lamed 130. Shir Hamalos, Vimamakim, Kirasifa, Adunai, Adunai, Shimlavi Koyvi, Vieno Adnecha, Kashuvos, Lekol, Tachanunai, Im Avonos, Tishmoyo, Adunai, Amiya Amod, Ki imicho asalicho leman ha-divarei. Ki visi adunoi, ki viso nafshi, v'lidvaro ho-cholti. Nafshi adunoi, mishoymerim la-boker, shoymerim la-boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai ha-chesed, v'harbei imo fidus, v'hu yifdes Yisrael mikol avor noyzov. Say Mishaberach v'cholim. Yisheverech Avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe Aaron David Ushlomo, Yivarech Mirapeh Tachoylim. Ba'avur shanachnu mispalalim ba'avuram Mishkai zeh kadosh baruch hu Yivale rachamim aleihem Ha'achalimom v'lerapusom Ba'achazikom u'lachayoysom Yishlach bohem Meiro refu ha'shlemom ben ha'shamayim V'chol evreyim v'gideyim B'tov shah chole Yisrael Refu ha'sanefesh Refu ha'saguf Ashtob agolov izman karev, v'noymar amen. Refuah shleimah to all, and a wonderful day to all.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Freundlich, and thank you so much for ruining chocolate cake for all of us out there. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered, latova, for good, and whatever it is that we may be praying for those who are looking to get married, for those who are hoping to be blessed with a family, with children, healthy children, to have nachas from them, all those in need of parnasa and a substantive livelihood, and all of our tefillot, whatever they are, whatever we may be praying for, may all of them be answered, latova, for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Thursday for our next regularly scheduled program with hearts full of faith. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.